This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Government funding looms as Congress prepares for a lame duck sprint. Joining us from our nation's capital with an update is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Paul, what exactly happens during a lame duck session?
So the post-election lame duck session is really the period of time between the November elections and the start of the new Congress in January. Now they're in session for these next 2.5 weeks remaining now in December before the Christmas holiday. What they typically do is try to finish up whatever unfinished legislative business they can from this Congress. Now, some of that means punting things into the new year with short-term bills, but some of it may mean passing long-term bills that they are able to get done.
Like funding the government? What's the latest there?
Fortunately, there's not too much expectation that we're going to have a government shutdown now. I think people feel pretty confident that the government is going to get funded on both sides of the aisle. The question is for how long. Now, both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees have begun their work this year on the various fiscal year 2025 appropriations bills, and the full House passed several of their bills as well, but none of them have been signed into law. And none of them were signed into law by September 30th when the fiscal year 2024 funding expired. So before leaving town for the elections in September, the Congress passed a short-term bill to kick the funding deadline to basically a couple of weeks from now before they leave for the end of the year. So what's likely to happen now is Congress will pass another short-term funding bill in the next couple of weeks. And we don't know what the end date of that bill will be, but most of the attention is on perhaps sometime in March. So what that would mean, in essence, is they do a short-term bill for 3 months, and then they have the beginning part of next year to try to wrap up in earnest the fiscal year 2025 bills and send a package of those bills, or bills individually, however they may do it, to who will then be President Trump. Obviously, right now he's president-elect for signature. So that may happen. Obviously, it's always possible that they'll do a short-term bill now, and then they'll need another short-term bill to give themselves more time, depending on everything that's going on. But that's what it looks like we're headed toward.
With a new administration comes new administration picks, and that seems to be at the top of the news these days.
Right, especially with the Senate, because the Senate has the advising consent role of reviewing nominations and ultimately moving them through the confirmation process. And so, once President-elect Trump is sworn in January, the Senate committees will really kick off that process in earnest. Now, obviously, work is already being done as far as informal meetings and vetting and process and things like that. But once Trump is in office, that will really kick into high gear. And so that will certainly consume time, not just for the Senate committees, because all of the committees will probably have at least one nominee or two nominees to process at the start, and then the Senate floor will churn through these as well. So that'll absolutely take time at the beginning.
You mentioned some short-term funding bills. Is the farm bill included in that?
I expect that either that bill or some bill that moves in the next couple of weeks will include a one-year extension of the farm bill to get us to the end of next year to allow time for the committees to finish that work and get it done in the next calendar year. I haven't seen, again, like with government funding, I haven't seen the details of any of this yet, but that would be my expectation, would be that an extension will be included either with government funding or something else that moves in the next couple of weeks.
So we'll be seeing some punts, not necessarily just watching the football game, but also the legislative session as we approach the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what gets attached to these bills before all is said and done, but typically speaking, when Congress is doing punts for short periods of time, there's less opportunity, not none, but less to add to them.
As far as Trump shaping his administration, what do you think of the agriculture secretary pick, Brooke Rollins?
Everything I've heard about the secretary pick is very positive. So obviously we look forward to working with her, and she'll go through that confirmation process. And I know that yesterday she met with Senator Bozeman from Arkansas, who will be chairing the Senate Ag Committee. I know he's very excited to get her through the process. And House Ag Chairman Thompson has had very good things to say, too. So, yeah, I think we're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for the time today, Paul. We'll check in the early part of next year to get another update. Paul Bleiberg is Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.